This podcast is sponsored by Explore Worldwide. Explore offers guided travel holidays from city breaks to honeymoons. Explore's local tour guides and their small group adventures give travellers the opportunity to experience a country and not merely observe it. Whether it's a food and drink tour in the hilltop towns of Tuscany or a walking tour in the rice fields of Vietnam, Explore puts their trust in the quality of their local tour leaders so you get a better insight into your holiday destination. Head to exploreworldwide.com. Hello, I'm Simon Calder, welcoming you to my independent travel podcast, bringing you the latest news on travelling, whether you're just dreaming of a great escape or actually making plans for one. I'm aboard a train in Orlando, Florida, and I want to talk to you about travelling by train in the USA. Of course, this podcast is completely free, as is my weekly travel email. You can sign up for that at independent.co.uk/newsletters. The train I'm on is a beautiful double-decker train that will get rid of all the traffic congestion problems around Orlando, Florida. I'm looking at the carriage here. There's probably about 80 seats and about 10 of them are occupied. This train runs only from Monday to Friday because they found that there wasn't any demand at weekends, and yet every freeway and other main road in the Orlando area is often very, very heavily crowded. So the US is trying to come to terms with the railroad, which of course was the thing that built America in the 19th century, but by the 20th century the automobile had taken over, followed by the plane. Now rail travel, except in some areas, mostly around the Northeast, that's from Boston down to New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore and Washington, is just an eccentric thing to do. For example, to get from here to New York takes about 22 hours aboard the Silver Star or the Silver Meteor, and even though the fare is incredibly heavily subsidized by the US taxpayer, it's still going to cost typically twice as much as a plane to make the same journey, and that's even before you factored in getting a cabin on board. There's a fairly skeleton network of trains across America now. You don't have anything like the choice or the frequency that there once was, but there are signs of improvement. For example, further south here in Florida, the Brightline train is a huge improvement. This is a service that runs from Miami to Fort Lauderdale and on to West Palm Beach. For a time, it was actually part of the Virgin Trains empire, but now it's just Brightline. It's very premium service, very reliable, very fast, and certainly for that corner of the US, it's a great alternative to Interstate 95. And it's possibly going to be seen as a bit of a model for how to do things differently in future. It's being extended, actually, to Orlando Airport, and then there's talk of continuing it across to Tampa in Florida. The idea is it mostly kind of sticks to the corridors where there's already an interstate railway line. In America, well, we've got the California high-speed rail project, which is going incredibly slowly, connecting the San Francisco and Los Angeles areas. I'm not getting any sense of any great energy there, but the President Joe Biden is a huge fan of rail travel, and he's going to be pumping yet more billions of pounds into the network. My stop is coming up. It's Winter Park. And I think that the outlook is pretty good. Meanwhile, you can be absolutely certain of a bargain if you are traveling a relatively short distance. So, for example, on the west coast from San Diego to Los Angeles, it really is much cheaper than flying, much more fun than driving. It's a fantastic journey there. And my absolute favorite is the Cascades from Seattle to Vancouver. It takes about 3 hours and is really one of the world's great rail journeys. So do have a look at that. And meanwhile, if you are travelling long distances, well, seat61.com is the place to go. The great Mark Smith, international rail guru, will tell you all about what you need to do. For now, I'm going to hop off at beautiful Winter Park, which is a lovely suburb of Orlando, well worth exploring, very upscale location. It's kind of New England transplanted to the Florida sunshine. So that's my day looking fun and exciting. Meanwhile, from me, of course, you can get all the news you need 24 hours a day at independent.co.uk. And for now, I'm Simon Calder saying goodbye. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.